You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Oh, baby, Lord, have mercy. Going town to town, hitting you with the round sound and breaking my back with racks of shellac. That's what I mean, I'm making the scene with my 78 RPM record machine. Because I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, your furry leader, leading you back into another solid hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues and the soul that came before rock and roll. It's time for the Juke in the Back. This week it's part 3 of our multi-part series on Chess Records. Last week we covered 1950 and 51, and this week we're going to pick it up right at the end of 51 and carry it through 52. 52 is an interesting year for Chess Records. The year was front-loaded with releases that were purchased by Leonard and Phil Chess from the likes of Sam Phillips, who had the Memphis Recording Service and would soon start Sun Records. We're going to hear a lot of that Sam Phillips influence on this week's program. But 52 was also a year for homegrown talent. Little Walter breaks out and has one of the biggest hits of the year with Juke. All that and more on Chess Records Part 3, this week on the Juke in the Back. And there's a common thread that runs through this entire series, and that thread's name is Muddy Waters. Born McKinley Morganfield on the 4th of April 1913 near Rolling Fork, Mississippi, he had been in Chicago since 1943 and began recording for Aristocrat Records in 1948 as the guitarist for Sunnyland Slim. Up to this point, Muddy had only had 4 singles make the rhythm and blues charts. He certainly wasn't the biggest seller on the label, but he was a constant seller. And so Leonard Chess kept releasing those Muddy Water records, and we're going to kick off this week's show with another one. Still a Fool was recorded on July 11th, 1951, and issued as Chess number 1480. They released it in September, and it charted in November of 51, going as high as number 9. The label lists it as by Muddy Waters and his guitar. Little Walter is not playing harp on this. He's playing second guitar, and it's Leonard Chess on bass drum. This is basically a reworking of Rolling Stone. Here's Muddy Waters and his guitar with Still a Fool.
Well, that's two trains running. Well, ain't now one ho going my way. Well, now one run at midnight, the other one running just for day. They're running just for day. It's running just for day. Oh, Lord. Shown off the hill. Oh well. Ho ho. Somebody help me. I do hate to lose. I do hate to lose. Ooh, Lord. Sure enough, I do. Oh, well. I've been crazy. I've been a fool. I've been crazy. another man's wife. With another man's wife. Oh Lord, sure enough I done. Oh well. Long, she's so long and tall. Tell she we like, oh, I will too. Well, Lottie says she's no good, but she's all right. She's all right with me. She's all right.
Have you ever been booted?
You said booted?
Yeah, man, booted.
Booted?
I'm gonna find my baby. I'm gonna find her tonight. Cause he's stepping out and dying tonight. She treat me like dirt. She treat me like sand. Well, she kicked me out by another man. She went and booted me out, man. I mean out. Now they dug my taters and they pulled my corn. I'm gonna get that ginger to Jerry's I'm born. I'm gonna load my pistol, gonna sharpen my knife. I'm gonna get that man that's got my wife. Now you can dig my taters, you can pull like corn, you can make yourself at home. But when you take my wife, stay out late, I'm gonna take my knife and operate. No, like you said, she booted you, man, no! She's stepping out and done me right. She treated me like dirt. She treated me like sand. Well, she kicked me out by another man. That's horrible, man. The idea of her kicking me out. Now they dug my taters and they pulled my corn. I'm gonna get that ginger to Jerry Lambert. I'm gonna load my pistol, sharpen my knife. I'm gonna get that man that's got my wife. I'm gonna take my knife and operate.
A true classic, sounding completely plastered while recording that. That's Roscoe Gordon. Recorded at the Memphis Recording Service by Sam Phillips in August of 51, it was sold to Chess even though the Bahari Brothers RPM label had already issued two singles on Roscoe, and Chess put it out in December of 51. The Baharis were furious, and they got Roscoe in the studio to cut another version of Booted, which they simultaneously released. It actually sounds cleaner and not as interesting as the Chess version. The two different versions of the same song were fighting it out on jukeboxes, while the Chess brothers and the Bahari brothers fought it out behind the scenes. They were already in a feud over Howlin' Wolf, as both labels had issued different versions of Moanin' at Midnight, so it was finally settled. Chess would get Howlin' Wolf, and the Bahari Brothers would get Roscoe Gordon. At first, this seemed like a really good deal for the Baharis, because their version of Booted went to number one in March of 52. But ultimately, Roscoe didn't have the staying power as Howlin' Wolf. So, I think in the end, Chess Records wins out. Now let's hear another Muddy Waters record from that July 11th, 51 session. This time, Little Walter is playing harp, and Leonard Chess is still on bass drum. They released Chess number 1490 in December of 51, and in February of 52, it hit number 10 nationally. Here's Muddy Waters and his guitar with She Moves Me.
Full of money, little doll, don't try to help me, no. She moves me when she get drunk, then she say I'm not nowhere. She call me a dumbbell. She say I'm nothing but a square. She moves me, man. Honey, I don't see how it's done. She got a pocket full of money. The little girl don't try to help me, though. She moved a crazy man. He said, "Now I'm not so dumb. I take her to a funeral, boy. The dead jumped up to run. She looked at a deaf and dumb boy. Said, "Now I can speak." She shook a finger in the blind man's face. Once a blind but not see, she moves me, man. Honey, I don't see how it's done. She got a pocket full of money. The little girl don't try to help it up. I don't know.
trying to get along. Do the best I can. Me and my baby used to wild hate that, but now people I've got to walk all alone. Baby, quit your foolishness and bring your clothes back.
Memphis Slim, the ambassador of the blues, born John Chatman on the 3rd of September 1915 in Memphis. We were so lucky to have him for 72 years. He died in 1988. Chess issued that one, Walking Alone, in early 1952, though it was recorded in Cleveland for Premium Records in mid-51. You see, Chess acquired 50 or so masters from the Premium label. Most of them had been previously issued on Premium 78s, but not that one, Walkin' Alone. That's why Chess released it as number 1491. And that's why I'm playing it, because that single is unique to Chess. Chess would later issue the other Premium singles on Chess LPs. Up next is an early record from the future Crown Prince of Dance. Talking about Rufus Thomas, baby. Before he was complaining about that bear cat, and way before he was walking the dog, Rufus Thomas had records on the Star Talent label and on Chess. You see, he was recording with Sam in Memphis, and after Sam started Sun Records, he would keep Rufus Thomas all for himself. But this is before Sun Records kicked in, and so Sam Phillips is selling these masters to Chess Records. Leonard Chess was a good customer for Sam Phillips. This was recorded in early October of 51 and released as Chess number 1492 in January of 52. You could say this was Chess's Columbus record. Here's Rufus Thomas with No More Doggin' Around.
I've been your dog ever since I entered your door. Baby, baby, this is what I'm gonna do. Baby, baby, this is what I'm gonna do. Throw you out of my house, 'cause baby, this time I'm through. I love you, baby, until the day I die.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Mark and Marion McAlpine, and contributors Pamela Isabel, Jeffrey Ehrlich, Glenn Dicker, Scott Velarde, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
This is Bobby the Bobcat at Rosie's Juke Joint and the Juke in the Back, baby.
I've been howling all night long. I'm a howling tomcat, been howling all night long. Tomcat feels so lonesome. Oh, and them pretty pageants done gone. Well, I howled last night, all the night before. What I howled last night, all the night before. Going back tonight, howl like I ain't never howled before. I'm a howling tomcat, cuts a hole deep down in the ground. See the bow in my back, baby.
Say the storm of my throne.
When you hear me howling, claws ringing on your back door, they ain't scratched out, I just won't scratch the moon.
Oh, baby, that should be my theme song, Howlin' Tomcat. Listed as Harmonica Frank, he was supposedly born without a name. His parents never named him. And so after they divorced, he decided to take the name Frank Floyd. He was raised by his grandparents until they died in his teenage years, and then he went off to join the medicine show circuit, considered by many to be the only white, true country bluesman. Frank Floyd got some work working on radio programs during the 30s and 40s while he was hoboing around. He started recording for Sam Phillips in Memphis in 51, Sam sold a couple of sides to the Chess Brothers. And then in 1954, Frank Floyd cut a great single for Sam's Sun Records, Rockin' Chair Daddy. He was rediscovered during the folk revival of the 70s, and Harmonica Frank died in 1984. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on the Juke in the Back as we feature Chess Records Part 3
focusing on the important Chess releases of 1952. Moving on, we have another record from Jackie Brenston. Remember in last week's program, we heard Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats with Rocket 88, which went to number one on the rhythm and blues lists in 1951. It also caused a big dispute with Ike Turner, whose Kings of Rhythm were supposed to be credited on the record, but the Chess Brothers decided to go with Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats on the label. Ike Turner swore revenge, and he kind of got it, as he was selling some Howlin' Wolf sides to RPM, while Sam Phillips was selling Howlin' Wolf sides to Chess. Well, through all this, the Chess Brothers kept releasing records on Jackie Brenston. This one features a duet with Edna McRaney. It was recorded by Sam Phillips on December 15th of 51 and released as Chess number 1496 in January of 52. Here's Jackie Brenston, Edna McRaney with the Delta Cats, and Hi Ho Baby!
Talk to me, baby.
Say it, Ohio, Ohio.
Talk to me, baby.
Now, old time movies was across the track, but television went and brought them back. Ohio, Ohio, baby.
Talk to me, baby.
Say it, Ohio, Ohio, baby.
Talk to me. I'm gonna hit the plane and hit the trail. You can ride with me in my fine fishtail. Hi-yo, hi-yo, baby.
Talk to me, baby.
Hi-yo, hi-yo, baby.
Talk to me, baby.
We get loud and put in jail. My fine fishtail will go my bail. Hi-yo, hi-yo, baby.
Talk to me, baby.
Hi-yo, hi-yo, baby. By my side, and when you learn to ride, we rock from side to side, singing hi-yo, hi-yo, baby.
Talk to me, baby.
Hi-yo, hi-yo, baby.
Talk to me, baby. I got a man, I love him so. When we get together, we steal the show. Hi-yo, hi-yo, baby.
Talk to me, baby. When I tell you to get that thing,
Dr. Ross, the harmonica boss, and his Jumpin' Jive Boys with the Dr. Ross Boogie. Sam Phillips recorded that in Memphis on November 29th of 51, and Chess released it as number 1504 in March of 52. Now that's about the time that Sam Phillips started Sun Records, and Dr. Ross was featured on some early Sun releases from 1953. Come Back Baby, backed with Chicago Breakdown, and The Boogie Disease, backed with Jukebox Boogie. He recorded for a mess of labels and lived to the ripe old age of 67, dying in 1993. Well, baby, it's time to hit the highway with the Highwayman. Talking about Chester Burnett, better known to the world as the Howlin' Wolf. In 52, he was still recording with Sam Phillips down in Memphis. He wouldn't move to Chicago until 53. Sam cut this one on January 23rd of 52, and it was issued on Chess in April. It didn't make the charts, but it's a Howlin' Wolf classic. Mr. Highwayman, as we feature Chess Records on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine? Drive your automobile down a highway, man, on the road. Drive that automobile down a man's on the road. Who is that? That the police? You better drive right careful on this highway road. Thank you.
Sax Mallard and his orchestra with the Slow Caboose, the very first release on a brand new Chess subsidiary label, Checker Records. The first label number they used for that one is 750. It was recorded January 8th of 51, but held over a year for release until they launched their Checker subsidiary in April of 52. Now, why have a subsidiary label when your main label is going just fine? Well, think about it this way. If you're hawking records to the jocks and you want them to play a bunch of your releases, it's going to look a little funny if everything they play is from Chess Records. But not quite as suspicious if they're playing a couple of Chess records here, a couple of Checker records there. So a subsidiary is good to diversify your catalog. In some cases, labels would put different genres on various subsidiaries, so that's another reason to have subsidiary labels. Checker would prove to be a successful subsidiary, and it plays off the name of Chess, so that's kind of cute too. Also, very cool label design. Let's go back to the parent label now with Chess number 1526. Recorded on September 17th of 52, Chess issued this Muddy Waters classic in November. There's a lineup change here on Standing Around Crying. We finally get Muddy Waters' full band. At the time, he's playing in the clubs with his full band, yet the Chess Brothers refused to release any records with anything more than Muddy and a bass and a harp. Well, dig, baby, because we got Otis Spann on piano, Jimmy Rogers playing second guitar, and Elgin Evans on the tubs. No more Little Walter. He's off making his own records. So now Junior Wells is on harp, and you can even hear him talking into the bullet mic on this one. He's also burning it up on the harp. Here's Muddy Waters and his guitar with Standing Around Crying.
Standing around crying. Oh, baby, look how you got me standing around crying. Resting on my mind. Oh, baby, I ain't gonna be riding around in my automobile. Oh, baby, you ain't nothing like you used to be. Nothing. like you used to be. Well, I was deep in love with your little girl. You were just sweet as an apple on a tree.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and hearken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. And this week, as we feature Chess Records, we're going to bring back John Lee Hooker and another reworking of his 1949 number one hit, Boogie Chillin'. Why mess with a good thing, right? This time it's called Walkin' the Boogie. Recorded in Detroit on April 24th of 52, it received overdubs in Chicago and was released as Chess number 1513 in June of 52. It failed to make the charts, but it's this week's Great 78, The Hook with Walkin' the Boogie.
Well, my mother allowed me just to run around all night long. Oh Lord. Well, my mother allowed me just to run around all night long. I didn't care what she didn't allow. I would slip out and I howl. From the town, people. I was walking down Parkway. Get everybody talking about club release. I started to drop in there that night. But I got there. I said, yes, people. They were really having a ball. Oh, Lord.
Miss Rosa here, keeping the tubes warm and the drinks cool at the Juke in the Back.
Thank you.
Man, it just can't be overstated how revolutionary that cat was when it comes to harp playing. His expressive, amplified Chicago blues style was unmatched. Little Walter wrote those last two records. Sad Hours was recorded in October of 52 and released as Checker number 764 in November. By December, it was number 2 on the national charts. Before that, a tune originally called Your Cat Will Play, but renamed because Leonard Chess thought it would do better, calling it Juke. Juke was recorded on May 12th of 52 with Muddy Waters on guitar, Jimmy Rogers on second guitar, and Elgin Evans on the tubs. Chess issued Juke as Checker number 758 in August of 52, and on September 27th, Juke hit number 1, where it remained for 8 weeks. It was an enormous seller, a hugely influential record, and Little Walter Jacobs was on his way. We're going to close down this week's Juke in the Back, Chess Records Part 3, 1952, with one more smash hit from Little Walter. It's going to carry us into 53, where we'll pick up next week in Part 4 of our multi-part series on the Chess label. Until then, remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on the Juke in the Back. Ending the show with a tune from the same session that brought us Sad Hours. Lewis and David Myers are on guitars, and Fred Bellows on the tubs. Little Walter's blowing that harp, mean old world. It's the flip side of Sad Hours, and while Sad Hours went to number 2, Mean Old World hit number 6 in January of 53. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch you next time on the flip side for part 4 of Chess Records. I'm Matt the Cat saying to you, keep on grinning and keep those records spinning. And here's Mean Old World from Little Walter. Bye-bye.
I'm just an unlucky soul.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.